Are you sure we didn't go too rough on you? You can barely walk. You say you're okay, but your knees barely lock when you stand up. I don't think that's what you should consider okay.
Baby, I knew you could barely handle me, but adding him? There was no way you were getting out of bed without our help.
I mean... Mwah. I think you managed to take us very well. Can you get the door?
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Hold on.
You know, for the price you got on this house, the hot tub in this bathroom should have bumped it up significantly.
Nuh-uh. The basement brought down the price just fine with how many problems we found in it. I say you got a good deal on this place. Nice call on filling the hot tub ahead of time.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I mean, I actually kind of expected us to need it. You, most of all. You keep saying you're okay. I'm starting to think you don't know what that word means.
And that will be a lesson we can have later. Come on, let's get you into the hot tub. Go slow now, we'll help you in.
Perfect temperature. Are you okay with how hot the water is? It's not too hot, is it? Good. Hey, you coming in?
In a second, looking for something. Where did I... Ha! Gotcha. Sorry. I had to grab this.
Huh? Had to get what?
Some Epsom salt. It'll help relax everyone's muscles while not clogging the jets in the tub. Oh, I know you have some bath bombs, but I know which kind you get. Unless you want to spend hours cleaning the glitter out of the pipes, just use this. Nice.
Right? Seriously though, are you feeling sore anywhere? That's what I thought. Hopefully the hot tub helps soak the soreness away for you. I know I use the hell out of it after workouts.
So that's why you knew to fill the tub ahead of time. Smart.
Well, I mean, I did expect us to go pretty rough. Better to be safe than sorry. Huh? Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, good job, Roy. I'm glad I don't have to teach you aftercare.
I'm not that dense, dude.
Chill, I'm just playing with ya. I know you're smart. Though you and I should do this more often, baby. Hey, no whining. You know I love cuddling too, but we should consider it at least once in a while.
Wait, so do you guys just cuddle after y'all?
Huh? Yeah, most of the time. Cause we can barely move after, you know? We do shower when we eventually get up, though. Hygiene is non-negotiable.
Fair. We shouldn't stay in here too long, though. Don't want to fall asleep and dip under the water by accident.
Good point. But let's not try and rush this. Let the salt at least dissolve first before we get out. We can shower later when their soreness fades.
Fair again. Oh. Hey, what are you doing? You're relaxing, huh? Right up against me. Oh, well then. Let me wrap my arms around you and pull you closer.
Well, then, you two look pretty cute now. Kinda jealous, not gonna lie.
Don't be. I'm pretty sure they're cuddled up to me, because I'm closer. Wanted to cuddle me like you do him. You're so cute, you know? We could just cuddle in bed after we shower, you know? All three of us.
Sounds good to me. Huh. For being new to this kind of power dynamic, you're pretty good. I respect that you don't let power go to your head.
What do you mean?
You would not believe how many people make their relationships like some sort of weird kink trophy. They read one book where a dude ignores a safe word and suddenly they think they don't suck in bed.
I actually know what you mean. That's why I went to you first about this. Our partner trusts you completely, so I knew I'd be able to learn the best way to support them from you.
Yeah. What's wrong? Well, I'm gonna be honest. It's a little hard for me to share you. You know me, baby. I'm a little... possessive? No offense, dude, but I kinda didn't respect you at the beginning. I mean, someone else coming up on my partner?
Nah, that's fair. I'll be honest, too, then. You intimidated the hell out of me when we met? It's pretty clear why, but, like, I didn't want to just let them go, and they seem happy with both of us anyway.
Yeah, they're happy with you just as much as they are with me, and you seem pretty cool now, so...
I get it. I'm actually kind of familiar with this type of relationship, but I understand that it can be difficult the first time getting used to it. Hell, I'm still getting used to it. All that matters is that you're happy with it, rather than just bearing with it for them.
Am I happy with this? I think I am now. It's weird. But like, yeah, I love calling you mine. But seeing you happy as hell with him as much as you are with me is weirdly kind of nice.
You're conflicted about it, though.
Kinda? It's like instinctive, I guess. You know I'll always love you, mi vida. I know you do. He's a good one. So give me some more time to kind of get used to this in full. You're cool in my book, bunny boy.
Well, I really appreciate hearing that. I promise I'll do my best to support them, just like you do. Hey, I love you as well. I think I can say without any doubt that both of us just want to see you happy. And as long as you are, I think we can get along.
Maybe. Can I like him the same way? I don't know. He's pretty hot, but he'll always be the one I want most.
You're not so bad looking yourself. I'd tap it.
You'd be the one getting tapped. No one tops me. The day you top me, cutie, is the day that guy uses his ears to fly.
Huh. I'm glad we can all at least laugh together. You holding up okay? Oh. Hey, is your neck okay? You keep rubbing it.
Really now? Come here, baby. On my lap. Let's take a look at your neck.
What are you up to with them?
I'm just giving them a shoulder massage. Especially since someone worked their neck an awful lot during our little shared adventure. I'm surprised your mouth isn't sore.
Are you okay? You're red in the face. What did he tell you?
Nothing that isn't true. Relax. I'm just warming them up with a little teasing. I'll stop. Sorry. Now behave. For now.
Jeez. Aren't you supposed to be massaging them? I don't think they're ready for round, 4? 5. You know what I mean.
Alright, here. Let's get you massaged properly. Focus on these spots in the back of your neck on each side of your spine. I can already feel some knots in the muscle. There you go. Just relax. Close your eyes and let me take care of you.
By the way, thanks for the lesson. I was kind of nervous trying, since I'm usually more passive, I guess you could say. But now, I think I'll be able to match up to you one of these days.
Is that a challenge, bunny boy? You think you can maintain that confidence?
If you want to see it as a challenge, be my guest. I'd like to think of it more as giving our partner double of what they want. For example, while you massage their neck and shoulders, I can massage their hands and wrists. Like right here, along their palm, with my thumbs. There we go.
Okay. We did kind of manhandle them a bit earlier, so you could help with their legs too while you're there. What about me? I'm fine with what I got. Right here. I got your neck, shoulders, and all the best parts of your body.
You cheater.
Hey, you said I could make this a challenge. You're still learning while I've been leading the collar ever since I got my hands on its leash. Besides, if you want to get better, you gotta be pushed.
Pushed, huh? Then I see one little problem with our positions on this.
And what problem would that be?
You may be massaging them from the back, but I have full access to their front, including their lips. See? I have their attention now.
You little... you just...
Nice sneak attack, kiss on the cheek. High five.
You are very lucky you're cute, baby. Letting him kiss you while you're on my lap? Then doing that? How dare.
Well, you don't have to be on his lap, you know. You could take my hand and...
Hey. Cállate la boca. You're cute, bunny boy, but not cute enough for a reprise of that trick.
Well, I think I'm adorable. Sorry. I don't think we can help it, though. Mwah. You're just that precious, you know? Both of us want to take care of you, even though we both clearly can at the same time.
You just have that effect on us. Here, let me rub your shoulders now. We can hold off on any fighting for you just a little bit. We're supposed to be relaxing anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, lift your legs a little. I'll go ahead and massage your shins. Even if we fight for you, we don't want to put you in an uncomfy situation. If it gets too much, just stop us. I don't think either of us want to see you upset over us going back and forth.
I'm actually a little curious, though. How did it feel to be wanted by two hot guys like us? Desired enough to make us act this way? No. You're not getting out of this one. If he and I are gonna have a truce, then you get to suffer both of us praising you.
You are ruthless. But he's right, though. We don't want to upset you, but we absolutely don't mind making you blush like you are right now. Aww. We're being mean to you? Should we stop?
We could. What if we like praising you? You're gonna deny us the chance to remind you how sexy you are? how your smile literally drives us insane. You think we're mean? You're much crueler.
It's really hurtful to not let us talk about how you make us laugh. How your beautiful heart deserves everything at once. How are we supposed to just keep those wonderful things we love about you to ourselves?
Hey, I think I know how we can fix this. You should repeat back what we say. Just so we know you heard us right.
Huh. That's a brilliant idea. So, think you can do that? Come on, you can do it. Repeat after me, word for word. I am a wonderful person.
We didn't hear you. And don't think you can change the words. Say exactly what he said, Mivina. Or we won't stop teasing you.
Now say it back to us. I am a wonderful person.
There you go. Now repeat after me. I deserve to be loved and praised.
Damn right you do. Look at you. So cute. Ugh. I just want to shower you in so many kisses.
That makes two of us. But we should probably wrap this up. We've been in this hot tub for a little too long.
Ugh, you're right. Come on, let's shower and go lie down. We can all cuddle together and take a nap.
That sounds like a perfect idea.
You think so too? I'm glad we all agree.